we have today, 29.5 million drug-dependent problem users. So that is, of course, something we are watching very, very closely at this moment, because the dependency, I mean, the problem users, are, of course, a very vulnerable group when you look at the injecting drug users. I mean, that is about 12 million of the 29. And 6 million of those injecting drug users, I mean, live with hepatitis C, and another 1.6 million with HIV.
Why has there been that big increase?
Well, again, I mean, we cannot talk about a big increase as such, but we see indeed that eventually, with the increase of the population overall, a certain liberty in views with regard to a more permissiveness towards drug use, that some people are getting in that tragic state of the problem use as such, drug dependency. One should not forget that one of the second problems which we face at this moment is that only one out of six of drug-dependent problem users do have the opportunity to get treatment.
Where has the increase happened?
Drug dependency still hovers around 0.6% of the total population. Now, for the mortality rate, I mean, that's about 200,000 people every year. I mean, one-third to one-half is due to opiates. And we have witnessed in the US, for example, a very tragic situation over recent years where heroin and opiates combined, I mean, prescribed medication, but as well the cheap heroin available on the markets, has led to high mortality rates.
What type of person is most affected?
Now, that's hard to say because, I mean, there's no class, there is no age, there is no real distinction. But if you look at real vulnerability, I mean, then age group will come to mind. I mean, we have to make sure that the younger people are protected for the simple reason that if you can instill a craving mechanism in the brains, I mean, early enough, you keep it for life. Once your brains are formatted, to say in technological terms, when your brain is really unstable enough, I mean, that craving will not have the same impact than getting a craving at the age of 12, 13, 14, 16 years.
Is this not a poverty-related issue?
In many ways it is, and that's another vulnerability which we need to look at. I mean, if you see, for example, that most of the richer countries would see the initiation of drug use, I mean, as a kind of a fashion trend eventually, but the poorer countries will end up with the dependency rates. And within the richer countries, I mean, the richer people might initiate the drugs, but the dependency will be higher among the poorer segments of the population. So that is, again, a vulnerability which we need to watch very closely.
And this is, of course, where the link with sustainable development comes in, presumably.
It's far more complex and far more fascinating as well, because at the end of the day, it's not only with regard to the abuse, which is by itself a justifiable reason why we need to link it, but it fits in the wider context as well of your justice, your role of law. I mean, we have seen that SDG 16 has been incorporated now within the new development agenda. Now, a lot of the issues which we are discussing here, I mean, fits within that context as well. So the interconnectivity is something which is well due, overdue, basically, and it's something for which we are very enthusiastic.